I remember it was the summer of 1965. I had just gotten a T-Bird, and my father told me not to. I said, fuck off. I took the keys, and I drove down the road. I kept going until I found a destination. Oh, wow. I think this is my destination.
Hello!
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, welcome!
Oh, good. Listen, I was going to see if... Do you guys sell cigarettes here?
Well, we do have a machine inside. I'd be glad to take you in and let you see our variety.
Well, I guess so.
Come inside the door.
All right.
Clink, clink.
There. There's our cigarette machine right there. Next to the pop machine.
Yeah. Who's that?
Oh, that's Dagwood.
Dagwood?
Yep.
Well,
that's me. My name's Dagwood. Nice
Dagwood.
To meet you. What's your name, partner?
Oh, my name is Tim.
Oh, nice.
Tim is interested in cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. From the machine.
What?
You're gonna use the machine. You're gonna use the machine.
Dagwood doesn't get along with people very well. He's saying, is he going to use the machine?
Yeah, that's what I said. Are you going to use the machine?
Have y'all got some Winston's more in there?
I do. There's Winston's. There's Salem's.
There's Salem's.
There's Drow.
Drow.
I think I'll take a... I'll take
you
a...
Just use the machine.
Oh, you don't get them for me?
No.
What do you think this is?
I'm a customer.
Oh.
Do you have...
I'm a regular here.
He's regular. Do you have coins?
Let's see. I think I have a...
He makes a mean fried bologna.
I'll probably try one of those, too, if I could. How much is a fried bologna sandwich?
Well, this is Wednesday, so a fried bologna would get you, set you back $2.
Well, you know what? I'll have one, too.
All right. Would either of you care for mustard?
Oh, definitely. He makes his own mustard.
You
mean
your mom? I'll try some of
that'll
mustard.
That'll be $2.50 for each of you.
All right, we'll see what I got.
You can help yourself to the cigarette machine while I'm preparing your fried bologna.
Hey, Randy, let me get another beer, all right?
Oh, hello there. Hello there, sir. I would like to order a fried bologna sandwich, please.
Oh, you too would like a fried bologna sandwich.
Yes, I've heard.
Would
you
care for mustard to be on that bologna?
Apparently he makes it himself.
Oh, you make it yourself.
I do.
Well, I've heard it's amazing. I drove all the way from Tiffany Town.
Oh, wow.
Tiffany Town.
Well, we were written up in Bologna Journal about our bologna sandwiches, and the mustard was something special.
I've heard.
It's good. It's real good.
Yeah, throw that mustard on there.
I'll be right back. I'll fry up 3 bologna sandwiches. In the meantime, our new friend here is trying to figure out the cigarette machine.
He's going to buy himself some Winston's out of this machine.
Have you ever smoked Winston's?
That's all I have, smoke. Darling. In my pocketbook.
Oh, maybe you don't even need to buy them then if she already
I could probably bum a couple
off
of you.
Did you want a whole pack or did you just want like one or two?
I am trying to cut back just a bit, so maybe buying a whole new pack wouldn't be the right thing to do. Would you mind if I had a cigarette off of your pack?
Well, I just met you.
That's true.
What's your name?
Well, if I'm going to be perfectly honest, your name is Tim?
It's Tim. Sorry, Tim.
Oh,
okay. I'm Sandy.
Sandy, nice to meet you.
From Tiffany Town.
Tiffany Town.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I could loan you a couple.
Okay. Well, I would really prefer if y'all didn't smoke while we're eating.
Wait.
Would you wait until after we eat the fried bologna sandwich?
And
that's okay.
Am I seeing that you're smoking a cigarette from somewhere other than my machines?
Conveniently.
You're giving away cigarettes in my establishment?
Oh, boy.
Well, he asked me, and I said, That's fine.
Yes, yeah.
And this is also 1962, and I figured we all have them, so.
That's right.
Why not?
Sure, I can put up with such behavior.
I think it's more that you robbed him in the sale.
I apologize.
I'm going to lock this door. Clink. And we're going to talk about this.
Boy.
Okay. Well, if you like, I could give you a couple of pennies for it, since that's what they're worth now in 1962, right?
Yeah.
You've come a long way, baby, to get where you've got to today. You've got your own cigarette now, baby. But you are not going to sell them in my shop.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And you're a regular.
I know.
You allowed this behavior to go on in my shop.
It's your responsibility as regular.
Well, I tried to ask. I was hoping that I could get him to not smoke until after they left, so you wouldn't see.
Are you my dad?
And you, Tim, you promised me a sale. You are going to buy cigarettes from my machine.
I was going to buy a bologna sandwich.
I have the sandwiches. They're here, and they're getting
fantastic.
Cold.
Oh, no, please, please. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Randy, please. Please.
All right. Perhaps I can move on from this. I don't want another person in my basement anyway.
Buy the damn cigarettes, Tim.
It's kind of scary in here in this basement.
Yeah.
How about cigarettes?
I think I'll take my bologna sandwich to go.
I'm going to let you have your sandwiches. Here. Yeah. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That will cost you $2.50 apiece.
Oh. I'm sort of low on cash right now.
Do you like the sandwich, though?
This is the best bologna sandwich I ever had. Amazing.
Yes.
Shucks.
I have a friend.
What?
It is all right.
What?
He said it's just all right.
Yes, I have a friend who gave me this recipe for this mustard that you're enjoying. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty good.
Oh, it is pretty good. Why were you downplaying it?
What?
Why were you said it was just all right, and then you said it was pretty good? Why
I changed my mind from time to time, much like the cigarette. Speaking of which,
I think you were big dicking. What I think he was doing. I think he was big dicking you, Randy.
I think that we'll have to take you aside and teach you all a lesson.
I want nothing to do with this.
I might give it a shot. What you got?
I have a room in my basement of which I persuade people to live life differently.
Well, how do you mean differently?
Better. More fitting to the world that I imagine us all should be living in. A world of good people eating good sandwiches and paying good money.
He also makes the mustard down there.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's my mustard room. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try. Sure, why not? First thing, you get some cigarettes, though.
You don't want to go down there.
Don't go down there, Tim. Don't go down there, I have a bad feeling.
Wait.
Tim, I've been down there. Don't go down there.
He's buying cigarettes. That's good.
Well, if I buy the cigarettes, am I still going to be able to go down the basement, even though they say not to?
Randy, he's buying cigarettes, but he just told you he didn't have any money for the damn bologna sandwich.
And he took one of my cigarettes.
Who are you, Tim?
No! Oh, God!
All right, you made me. My name's not Tim at all.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
My name is Detective Phillips.
Oh.
I've heard about an illegal cigarette baloney operation here.
Oh, no.
And I want to see all of it.
That's...
What you got in the basement?
Well, if you're concerned about baloney and cigarettes, we can stay right up here. That has nothing to do with kidnapping and torture. Did I say that?
I want to see the basement.
Are you sure?
Positive. If I don't see the basement, write it down in my report. I'm not going to get a promotion. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Tell you what, detective. What if you open that door to the basement and we'll all go downstairs?
That's right. Good idea. You two come with us. You lead the way.
This way, detective. You lead down first.
All right. Hold this gun.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait, no, give me that gun.
Wait.
All right, here we go. What's that smell?
Well, it's not formaldehyde. And it's not human blood. I don't know what you're talking about.
What was that?
My cat. My cat, Sharon.
That doesn't sound like a cat. That sounds like a person saying, help me.
Oh, people don't say, cats don't talk like that. Are you crazy?
Help me.
Got my eye on you. Uh-oh. Sounds like there's two people down there. How long are these stairs? Where's this basement?
You are here now, detective, and you'll never come out!
Huh?
Hello!
Goodness!
Shit!
Told you not to go down to the basement.
Yeah, they told you not to come down here, didn't they?
I guess I should have used my intuition.
I don't think you have any, detective, and now you'll spend your days here.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
You know, some people talk about life and they have all kinds of memories. But as a child, I'm looking forward to my life. And I'm hoping that I'll meet those people along the way that will guide me and show me all the good things to model about being a good human being on this planet. There's one time that I ventured outside my neighborhood that I wanted to share with you. There was a time when I knew that my parents wouldn't be near. A time I'll never forget.
Hey, kid.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what are you doing right here by the stoplight?
Well, I'm just kind of kicking along here, having fun, because I'm a kid.
Okay, but look, I'm the cop.
Yeah.
You're the kid.
Yeah.
There's a light. There are cars. Okay,
oh.
You cannot cross the road when the cars go.
Oh, wait, let me get this straight. There's cars. When they go, I stop.
That's right. See that little white man over there still in that light?
Get the fuck out of the road, kid! Jesus!
Hold on a minute, I'm on it!
Oh, that's a white man.
Wasn't talking about that white man. I was talking about on the sign across the street.
I was worried. I was afraid that I was going to get some sort of arrest. Hey!
People gotta go to work, kid! Come on!
Kid, I need you to get on the sidewalk.
He's quite enthusiastic, isn't he?
Come over here. Let's get on the sidewalk.
All right, officer.
Shut the fuck up! Go!
Yeah, fuck you!
Wow. All right. So what was that word you were using?
Nothing, kid. Where's your parents?
My parents? Well, they are probably in Detroit by now.
By now?
Yeah, I was in the back seat. I was pretending to be asleep. And just before they pulled out of the driveway, I climbed out the window.
All right, kid, we're going down to the precinct. Come on, let's
Wait,
go.
That's another big word. Is that a dirty word, too?
Not unless you want it to be, kid. Let's go.
Okay.
Wow. All right, Bob.
Yeah.
That kid here, he said he climbed out of a trunk, out of a window, out of a car, when the car was moving, and he kept... I don't know.
You fell out of a window in a moving car?
No, I climbed out of a window all by myself. Are you a precinct?
Precinct? Yeah, you're in precinct 13. We're going to get you fingerprinted and we're going to have you investigated,
wow.
All right?
Oh, I haven't had my fingerprint. My dad burned my finger once with a cigarette, but I'm all right, better now.
Hey, kid, you're not special. Every dad's done that to his son. All right, let's get them all checked out.
All right. Oh. Wow, what's that lady doing with her shirt off over there?
Oh, her?
Yes.
Don't worry about her. Hey, Candy, put your shirt back on.
Okay, sorry.
Wow, What a place. What a place.
All right, right through here. Oh. This here is Martha. She's going to get you taken care of.
Oh, Martha has her shirt on.
Yeah. Hey, call me if you need any help, a coffee
or
anything.
All right, thanks, thanks. All right, kid, what's your name?
My name is Bilbert Finkster.
Can you spell it for me?
No.
Okay. I'll just write, give me your fingerprint. Let's just get your fingerprint.
Well, here, take one. Which one you want?
That one.
Oh!
All right, kid. Let's go sit over here for a minute. You know your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Three, four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sorry I'm late. Hey, what? Detective Tuttle, how you doing? All right, kid, I heard you were climbing out of the window, driving in your dad's car, and what else happened? Come on, spill the beans, you little son of a bitch!
I took his pistol out of the car, I'm sorry!
Told you, Class A felon right here.
No, you
want us to book you?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, he's trouble. I can tell. I knew it. The moment I saw your face and I put your fingerprint on that paper, I knew you were trouble.
Tell me a story. Tell me a story.
I'll tell you a fucking story. A guy out in Southie blew his kid's head off with a .38.
Oh,
a .38.
Were they dwarves?
Were they dwarves? No, they were just small children, much like
children.
You.
Children. Oh.
Now, what'd you do with the gun? Where'd you hide it? Where'd you get it?
Well, it's in my pants.
It's in your pants, but you better pull that thing out or you better shit out a pistol in the next 2 seconds.
Take his pants down.
Whoa. Well, here you go. I'm not Jewish.
Wow.
There's a gun.
That's bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, that's a big gun for such a small little prick. What are you doing here, kid?
You're right. I wanted to see the world, okay?
See the world. What, you ain't got picture books where you're from? Look at me when I'm talking to you, you little piece of shit.
I've learned a lot today.
What'd you learn?
I've learned that people can be mean, and I've learned that the world is not the prettiest place, and I've learned that...
Hey, I'm beautiful over here.
I've learned that everybody... Just because a lady has her shirt off doesn't mean that she's interesting. And I've also learned some new words.
You don't think I'm interesting?
Shut up! Get out of here, Candy!
Get out of here.
It's a terrible world. I want to go back to my car.
You want to go back to your car? Where's your car? Where were you driving? Where are your parents? What time is it? Oh, I gotta go. I gotta get a donut. I'm about to have a seizure here. Oh, my God. I gotta take a shit. Hey, nice meeting you. I'll be right back. Let me know if you need any coffee.
All right. I need coffee.
The biggest thing I've learned about all of these things is... Fuck you!
So, I never thought that my life would be, as majestic as it has become. I've married this man, and he's a significantly older than me. I would say he's 85, 2, something. And so, but let me say that my life is grand. I live in a mansion. I drive a Mercedes. And I have 2 large Great Danes, and we are a very happy family. And I'm just so excited now to go get my nails done because, Lord, they're looking bad. So I'm just going to leave. Here I go. I walk out of my mansion. I'm just going to tell my maid to lock the door. All right, bye. See ya. I'm Martinez. Okay, I'll just keep that. Just thank you. I'll see you later and just make sure those stains are fed. Okay. All right. Hey.
Hello, Mrs. Greenwald.
Hi.
I guess I could just hand you your mail today. I don't need to put it in the...
Yes.
If you'd like.
I can't touch it. If you would just please hold on to that
for me. Oh, your nails.
I just got them done.
Yeah, I've
seen that. I just want to let you know
Okay.
that I cannot do anything with these nails on, okay? Oh boy, they are press-on. They are press-on. Oh. They are also gel, and they have little diamonds
in the
middle.
You got one of those puffy package envelopes here. You want me to put it on your doorstep, don't think it'll fit in your box?
I would like you to leave it on my porch so that I don't have to walk very far.
No problem. I can do it. I'll put it wherever you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. What was your name again? I forgot it.
It's Chuck.
Chuck. Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Chuck.
Yeah.
I think my husband's in there, but he might be sleeping. I'm not sure.
Oh, right. Yeah,
he doesn't talk much these days.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an older fella.
Don't call him old.
I just said older.
Okay, yeah, because that can be offensive now.
Right.
I think nowadays the young age is 95. That 95 is the new 25.
Who's in the yard? Who's out there?
Nothing, honey. Go back to bed.
It's just me, Chuck.
Where's my juice?
It's Chuck.
It's just me, Chuck.
Where's my juice?
Didn't Martinez give you the juice?
Oh, she gave me something, but it tasted like pepper.
They got spicy juice now. Maybe it was.
Well, it's good. Yeah. I've had it.
All right. I'm going to go inside and look for my feet. I'll see you soon.
Okay. You look for those feet.
Yeah.
Sometimes he can't find his feet, you know.
Sometimes I can't find my keys.
Same thing. Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for leaving that package.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get in my...
Sure,
my Mercedes and...
Of course. You got such a glamorous life.
I do, yeah. Well, today on the agenda, it's facial and eyebrow waxing.
That's how you're so beautiful, I guess. And
I know everything. I am, I know. Everybody knows. Sure.
Of course. I mean, everybody sees you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My shrubs are just... Aren't they beautiful today?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a gardener, a landscaper that comes over.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, that's great.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing today, ma'am?
Well,
I got your mail too, Tommy.
You got my mail?
Yeah.
I was wondering what happened to it because it, usually it's put, in the mailbox.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten to you yet.
Okay.
I just was talking.
Oh,
my God. I love that shirt you
have
on.
Do you like the shirt?
It's that pink print.
Yeah, they gave this to me at work. I guess they're trying to do, a bunch of different, stuff, you know. But, it's breathable, but, now that I work outside, it's, it's a little hot, with all polyester and everything.
Oh.
But,
I found my feet.
Oh, that's
good.
Oh, is that your husband?
That's my husband.
Oh, man, we need to have y'all over again for, a little cookout or something. I like beer, so I got all kinds of beer in the fridge.
I like to cook out. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Feed yourself.
How you doing, sir?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know who I am.
Okay.
He forgets.
Oh, I know.
They get
feeble at that age. I know it.
At that age, he's not that old.
Well, I mean, he's 85 age.
85 is the new 16.
Hey, man. Spry 85.
Yeah. Well,
it's so good to see you. And you got my mail on you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You got a puffy package too.
Oh, cool! All right, man.
We'd love to come over. Thanks for
absolutely. Yeah. Hey, man, you got my phone number. Just text me, call me whenever you want to come over, man. You know, me and Teresa, we're just sitting there, we're empty nesters now. So, all right.
I like cooking out.
Oh yeah.
Drinking beer.
Hey, man. Anytime, man. Just come on over, dude. Yeah, anytime. Just come on over.
I don't want to.
Well, not right now. I mean, it's a figure of speech, but anytime.
The mail guy? I don't know.
You don't trust the mail guy?
I don't know.
Well,
hey, I found the cat.
Hey, you made it outside, man. How you doing?
Oh, wow.
I found the cat. It was in the freezer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cold. It's not moving anymore.
Well, a lot of cats have kind of a cold personality anyway. Not like a dog or anything.
Did you take your medicine?
I took it from the cabinet, and I don't lost it.
Did you take the Wednesday box? The Wednesday pills?
No, it was in my pocket, but I forgot my pants. I'm sorry.
I know, you don't have any pants on, but we're not judging you. It's okay.
No,
I'm free! I'm free!
Oh, look at them. They get so, they're so cute at that age when they start discovering themselves again.
I'm going back inside. I think it's time for a game show.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Wheel of Fortune's on.
Hey, man, anytime you want to come over, man, we're always having a cookout. Just anytime you want. All right?
I was at your house yesterday when you were gone.
Oh.
It's a great house. I'll be back again tonight.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
All right.
I'm going in.
Oh, they're so cute at that age. Okay, well, hey, it's good to see y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to see you guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
It's just you. Don't you have some mail to deliver?
I'm attracted to you. I'm very attracted to you. I think I'm in love with you.
Oh, Lord. And aren't there mail carriers that are more available? Women aren't just female people? We don't just date each other. Why? You're supposed to stay within your own group, aren't you?
Is that what you did? You married someone in the same profession?
I married someone in the same, financial bracket.
I see.
Before I married him, I forgot his name now.
Right, yeah.
Because we're so close. Tommy, I was really doing good. I was waiting tables at a really fancy restaurant making six figures.
Did you just call me Tommy?
My husband. I had forgotten his name. And so I see. I've just, he's rubbing off on me.
No, I guess dementia. It's just my hope. It's like it's your housekeeper.
Martinez. What did he do now? You can't find him?
He's a postman. Everybody's a broker. Kill him.
Well, I don't. She doesn't approve of you.
I'm sorry.
Hey, y'all. Sorry to interrupt again. I think you gave me a mail that was supposed to go somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's supposed to go to her because right here it says, if I can't have you, nobody will.
Let me see.
P.S. I just had a bologna sandwich at this. And the mustard was fantastic. I don't think this is for me. Hey, man. It's okay, man. Mix up happen all the time. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah, I just.
This is from you, Chuck.
Yes.
Uh-oh, Chucky trouble.
Oh, and it says, I declare my love for you.
Yeah, I'm in love with you. And I feel like I'm just waiting for your husband to die to ask you out. And
wow.
Oh, wait.
I didn't realize.
Oh, you love her?
Yeah, I'm in.
Chuck.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I hate that this is the way I have to tell you, but Teresa, my wife?
Yeah.
I'd leave her in a heartbeat for you.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Yardman, I love you.
Thanks, maid.
She has a name.
Yeah, whatever. Why don't you get back in the house?
Oh, you're bad. I love you.
And I love you, Chuck, the mailman. I love you with all my heart.
Well, I want Chuck.
Oh, wow.
Now.
You do?
Let me ask you this, though, Chuck. Yeah. How much money do you make a year, though?
It's about 45.
I
make 50. Let's go, babe.
Okay.
Hey, who wants cat food? I'm setting it up. Come on.
Babe. I don't mind if we include the housekeeper.
Oh,
you don't mind
good.
That? Well, we no, can have a big old happy family.
If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Well, okay, you just can't look at me. Let's go.
I like being scolded in a foreign language.
Hey, man. I know exactly what you mean, man. I did two terms in Iraq. I know exactly what you mean. Let's go. Come on.
I just used to work in a restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't go to playgrounds anymore. I haven't ever since I was a kid. I had a traumatic incident when I was about 8 years old at a playground. It was the playground outside of McHenry Elementary School.
way back in 1988.
You've got the power.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
Hey. Check it out, I got a talk boy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
So cool. Oh my god, this is my favorite playground ever.
Yeah?
I love it here. And like, my mom said, don't come back before the streetlights come on.
Why?
Why'd my mom say not to come home?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care where I am at.
Oh, wow.
I'm a cool kid.
My
I'm
mom
only
told
nine.
Me. Mom told me to come home if I want a snack.
Can I come over and have a snack?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what? You want to go down that slide with me?
With you?
Yeah.
Like, sitting on each other's laps or next to each other? Or...
No, dude.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
You can sit in front.
Okay.
I'll sit in the back.
Oh, and like wrap your legs around me?
Yeah, we'll slide down.
My torso?
We'll go real fast.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Let's climb up.
Oh, it's a little...
Oh, it's hot. Okay. All right, you sit down.
Okay.
And then, so... Okay, you sit down, uh-huh. And then I'll go second so that you can burn your legs first.
Okay.
Yeah. Ow.
Oh. My thighs.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, that's a lot of blood. Oh, that's. Oh god.
Suck
it drained
up, Tommy.
The whole way. I think it melted my skin off.
Yeah, I see some skin on the slide.
And you, but your legs are fine.
Yeah, because I'm sitting on top of your legs so that my legs won't get burned.
You knew that would happen.
Yeah, duh. Okay, all right, ready? We're going to slide down.
My legs.
Three.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was killer.
You just went back up.
Oh, man. Oh, look, here comes Jason. Jason.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Jason, help me. Help me.
What are you guys doing?
We went down the slide, man.
I burnt my skin off.
He has burnt legs.
I burnt my skin off.
Prove it.
Look at it. Look at
it. It's pretty bad.
Jason, walk. I can't get up. It's pretty bad. Would you carry me?
That's pretty gnarly.
Would you carry me, please?
Yeah,
maybe
I guess
the
so.
Nurse is in the school. Would you carry me?
Hop on my back.
Okay. Oh, God,
so
I'm
you
sorry.
So you wanted to go back up again, or what?
No.
Let's go down again.
Let's do it again.
No,
that'd be cool.
No, God. No, please.
I gotta readjust.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Okay, you ready?
No. No, God!
Whoa, that was so fun!
Yeah, it was all right. Hey, you want to see me do it?
Yeah, you're going to go belly first?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know yet. I can't
get
up.
Listen, Tommy.
I can't get up.
Tommy.
What?
You're okay, man. You want me to put... Here, take my shirt.
Okay.
Take my shirt.
Okay.
We'll wrap it around those legs. This is what we do. We're buds. We're friends. We always have been. Oh, yeah. Look. Look, here comes Satan.
Oh, what's up, Satan?
What? He's so cool.
Hello, children.
Satan.
Oh, dude.
Are we enjoying our day at the playground?
Hey, Satan, what's up?
I'm fine.
Hey, Satan, I want to tell you that me and my buds, we appreciate you like buying us beer the other day.
Oh, yeah, sure. Anything
cool.
For my kids.
That was so stellar.
Oh, who's the bloody boy?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you're a wreck, young man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got burned on the slide.
Oh, I bet you're in pain.
I have a lot of pain.
Hey, Satan, do you think you can go down the slide without burning yourself?
Oh, well, I think I have some experience in that. I'm wondering if your friend here could use a few painkillers, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you going to charge him, too? Anything that would help with the pain.
Here, take this. You'll feel better.
Oh, okay.
What? Yes. It doesn't matter what it is.
Cool.
Just take it. Now about that slide.
Yeah, you want to give it a shot, or do you want to watch me? I was about to go if you want to watch me do it. Like, I can do some pretty cool shit. Like,
what if you slid down on your face? That would be gnarly.
Okay. Ooh, let's see it.
All right, are y'all ready?
All right, face first, fella.
Oh, God.
Does he have a face?
Oh, no.
I don't think so. Oh.
That's amazing. He actually did it.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Oh,
okay?
That is so bad.
Yeah, you...
So bad.
Did it?
Cool.
Look, Rad.
It was pretty gnarly.
It was definitely gnarly.
Here, have a painkiller. Yeah.
Oh, it just kind of went in.
Oh, it fell out the side of his head. Oh. How about you, child three?
Yeah, we did it. You should do it.
Sure. Okay, give me a trick. You know, I can't flip.
Can you do cartwheels?
I can.
Oh, I bet you could do cartwheels down the slide.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God.
Oh,
they always do it.
I can't believe her arms went in and came out her legs.
Oh, look. One of her arms is still on the slide.
Oh, God.
My arm. My arm is gone.
That was pretty rad.
Hey, give me one of those painkillers.
That was a painkiller here. Yeah. Let me put it in your nostril. It will go down better. Oh, yes.
Wow.
I think my work here is just beginning.
Satan, you're so awesome. I don't think I want to play here anymore.
What?
This used to be my favorite playground.
You would leave a playground like this?
It's the most horrifying experience of my life.
You will never forget this day.
I don't think so.
You should try the jungle gym.
Oh, I don't even go in the jungle gym.
That's...